What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, July 28th, 2022. Sure happy it's Thursday, sure happy it's Thursday, sure happy it's Thursday. And we've got a lot to talk about. A lot of news happening today, and we're going to try and fit as much in as we can before it's time to open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room twiddling the dials and keeping us out of trouble, and so let's get right on into it. Well, it's now official. The numbers have come on in, and the gross domestic product for the last quarter did, in fact, shrink 0.9%. That's the second consecutive decline, which means we are in a recession, according to the definition everybody's been using for the last several years, up to about a week ago when the White House came on out and said, no, we're going to change the definition of a recession here. And they're all acting like this is unexpected. And of course, it wasn't unexpected, or they wouldn't have been trying to change that definition. And Biden got on the TV a little earlier today, and he made this speech about, well, big deal, we're in a recession. It's not that big a deal. Look at all the good things we've done. You know, we've brought back about 9 million of the 25 million jobs that were destroyed during the pandemic lockdowns. And he said, we're on the right path. Well, I don't think so here. Probably because of that statement and some other things, over 50 House Republicans are now calling on Biden to take a cognitive test. We can certainly understand why. Now, Democrats called on Donald Trump to take one, and he aced it. Okay, and so the question is, why won't Biden do the same? So anyway. Let's see. A federal judge has ordered the Biden administration to hand over all communication documents between the federal government and big tech companies. We talked about this, I think, about a week ago. And U.S. District Court Judge Terry Doty of the Western District of Louisiana granted the order of discovery sought by Republican Attorneys General Eric Schmidt of Missouri and Jeff Landry of Louisiana. Basically, they want to find out the degree of coordination between the Biden administration and the censorship we have been seeing from big tech, from Google, from Facebook, from Twitter, and so forth and so on. Now, all of these big tech companies have been getting away with censoring conservative points of view, saying we're private companies, and so the Bill of Rights does not apply to us. But if, in fact, they are acting as agents of the government, then the First Amendment does apply to them, and we can start suing them for a violation of our civil rights. All right, we've been talking about Nancy and Paul Pelosi and how amazingly wealthy they have become during Nancy Pelosi's time in the House. And according to the former Dallas Fed chief, Richard Fisher, Nancy Pelosi appears to have taken advantage of inside information. And they have access to inside information. They actually tried to pass a law to ban members of Congress from trading based on information accessed during their job. That measure, not surprisingly, was voted down and sent back to committee in a plastic bag here. All right. A business associate of Hunter Biden referred in a text message to the big guy. This is the second time the reference has been made, and it reinforces the suspicion that the nickname refers to Joe Biden. Now, this text came from James Gilliar. He's a British businessman, and he emailed his associates, including Hunter Biden, to formalize how they should divide the spoils from their deal with China's largest private energy company. Gilliar wrote that the proceeds would be split with 20% to each of the four partners, including JG, assumed to be himself, and H, assumed to be Hunter. Cryptically, the remaining 20% would be divided with 10% to Jim, which is likely Hunter's uncle, Jim Biden, and 10 held by H for the big guy. And this sign of involvement of Joe Biden in Hunter's business dealings basically undermines his claim that he was not involved in Hunter's business dealings in any way. Joe Biden has long denied any suggestion of financial impropriety. Well, it's looking more and more like, yeah, there were financial improprieties, there was dirty dealing, there was corruption, not to mention, of course, Joe Biden lying to you, the American people. Meanwhile, House Republicans on the Oversight and Government Reform Committee are demanding that Hunter Biden turn over all information on Biden family business dealings. Good luck on getting that, I think. And in court filings, they're talking specifically about how Hunter Biden was given a 2.8-carat diamond from Yi Jiaming, then the chairman of CEFC China Energy Company. And the court filings say the diamond is estimated to be worth $80,000. Hunter says it's only worth $10,000. No big deal there. And so the diamond that is currently being held in police custody is being listed as 3.1 carats. That is a huge, huge rock. Okay. Getting on over to the FBI, Jim Jordan is really in high dudgeon, and he's come on out there. He's got these credible whistleblowers inside the FBI who are leaking all kinds of things about the FBI sabotaging the Hunter Biden investigation. And the whistleblowers have now disclosed that the FBI leadership is pressuring agents to artificially inflate domestic terrorism data, that they're taking ordinary crimes and relisting them as domestic terrorism in order to help push the Biden narrative that white supremacism is the biggest crisis facing this country. It's more deception, disinformation, propaganda here. Meanwhile, interesting little story that came out of Revolver News. There is a very noticeable, very rapid disinformation campaign that's been launched to deter, deflect key questions regarding Ray Epps and January 6th. Now, Ray Epps, of course, was the man who was caught on video repeatedly urging people to go into the Capitol building. He started doing it the day before on the 5th. And happens to be the only January 6th riot participant about whom the New York Times felt the need to write a highly sympathetic puff piece. And, even the people on the ground there at the time was saying, Fed, 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 Fed. And so now there's this propaganda campaign to come on out and say, oh, no, he's just a regular guy. Nothing suspicious here. He's not FBI. He wasn't trying to set you all up. Really, it's just a tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy theory that should be ignored by all real Americans here. Okay. Another story, this one coming out of the Conservative View. They're basically commenting on the fact that right now the Republicans are winning the culture war. And the Democrats are, of course, trying to hide that. And it mostly focuses on the public school system, which has become this indoctrination center for the leftist agenda being pushed on the youth. LGBTQ, transgenderism, critical race theory, and the second largest teachers union in America is making known that its liberal members are not happy about Republicans getting involved in public education, like that should only be something reserved for the liberal agenda. And they're very unhappy about that. Okay, a new poll conducted by the University of Chicago Institute of Politics confirms what we reported earlier in the week. Nearly one-third of American voters believe they may have to take up arms against the United States government. And the numbers are climbing. It was only a few weeks ago it was 25%. Now it's up to 30%. People are getting very, very angry about what's going on. Now, not too long ago, New York gubernatorial candidate Lee Zeldin was attacked during a speech. And some people think his Democratic rival bears at least partial responsibility. Okay, now, thanks to people who acted quickly in the audience, the attacker was tackled, disarmed, and taken into custody, allowing the shaken but unharmed Zeldin to finish his speech. Now, shortly after news began to circulate about the harrowing incident, Twitter users pointed out that Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul issued a press release shortly before the campaign event in Fairport and encouraged her supporters to show up, apparently to disrupt the speech. And so that notice from Hochul may have encouraged this attacker to show up and attack Zeldin. And so it's getting kind of intense out there. A lot of wet work. Okay, Cass and Alcona County GOP in Michigan have now voted to rescind the 2020 presidential election. They're joining the Texas GOP, Maricopa County, Arizona GOP, the Montana GOP, the Wisconsin counties, all saying the election was fraudulent, it was stolen, and Joe Biden was not legitimately elected the president of the United States of America. Now, Rasmussen Reports is out there showing that 83% of Americans polled were concerned about election integrity in the coming midterm elections. 75% are concerned about outright cheating, and the majority of people polled believe the 2020 election was stolen. And this is significant because the corporate media has been out there saying it was the most honest election in history. The Democrats were out there saying it's the most honest election in history. The independent media has been saying this election was crooked, and the majority of Americans now believe that, which means the independent media is winning the war for the minds of America, which means we can count on the Democrats and the corporate media to double down their attacks to try and silence us all, like they're doing to Alex Jones right now. Now, Newt Gingrich is out there talking about the coming election American tsunami. And what he's talking about is the big red wave that a lot of people are expecting for the midterm elections. And Gingrich is saying there are two things you need to keep in mind. First, he says, this is an American majority, not a Republican majority or not a conservative majority. Americans across all parties and backgrounds are coming together to reject this liberal, radical agenda that is poisoning our country. Second thing to remember, according to Newt Gingrich, is he said these tsunamis grow out of a big election strategy. And not from trying to add up a whole series of small elections. In other words, you know, forget about talking points and just say we need a change. To that, I would add a third concern. Watch out for massive election fraud, because it is definitely going to be happening in the midterm elections. Okay, getting into the corporate media. Remember Chris Cuomo? Apparently, he is making a comeback in TV. He's going to be joining the News Nation Network, so he's going to be back on TV. Unfortunately, it will be at a major pay cut from his previous job. And boy, some of these people in the lying media, they make so much money. I can't even imagine having that kind of money. Meanwhile, former President Trump has filed a notice of intent to sue CNN for repeated defamatory statements. Now, in a recent filing through the Washington-based law firm IFRA Law, under Florida Statute 770.02, Trump seeks to force the network to publish a full and fair correction, apology, or retraction based on published pieces or broadcasts that made false statements about Donald Trump. Most of them having to do with, oh, there was no election fraud and Donald Trump is just making this up. And so Trump is saying, yeah, he's going to sue CNN, and I hope he wins. I hope he wins, and I hope he gets a settlement large enough where he will take over CNN and turn it into an actual news organization. Wouldn't that be a radical idea? Okay. Getting into COVID-19 and the various other medical problems that are out there right now, there's an article from Children's Health Defense, that's Robert Kennedy Jr.'s outfit, basically saying that the FDA and the CDC literally sold out America's children, okay, to just try and push these toddler vaccines, and that exposure of their medical scientific fraud could bring down the entire childhood vaccine program. Now, remember, these days, there is something like 30, 40 different vaccines your kids have to have before the age of 18. And, you know, it's a money-making racket. Some of these vaccines are harmful. A lot of people are saying, are they really, really necessary? And or is it just, you know, money-making for the vaccine companies? Still a lot of suspicion that the epidemic of autism, which is sweeping through our young population, is in fact linked to vaccine adverse effects. Another story along the same line here. This is from Global Research. An official with the CDC used data from a flawed preprint study that exaggerated the risk of death for children from COVID in her presentations to the CDC and the FDA, who were then responsible for recommending Pfizer and Moderna's vaccines for infants and young children. It was flawed data, was not verified, but it was what they wanted to hear. Oh, if we don't get the shots into the kids are going to curl up and die, and it will be horrible. So get those needles in the arms here. Now, there's a video over on Rumble. We link to it from whatreallyhappened.com. It's by Toby Rogers. And he, too, is talking about how the FDA and the CDC basically abandoned good scientific and medical procedures in their rush to get products onto the market and just make tons and tons of money. And, yeah, that's really what was driving the whole thing. The, you know, billions in dollars in profits, and so what if a few thousand or 10,000 people die? You're all just being picky about it. We're making billions of dollars, and that's all that really matters here. Over in China, they have detected 4 cases of COVID in Wuhan, and as a result, they have locked down about 1 million people. In China. Feels like a little bit of an overreaction. Now, we know that the COVID vaccines have resulted in strokes, heart attacks, people passing out. And so there is an article that came on out from Natural News commenting on the fact that U.S. traffic fatalities have been climbing across the board during 2020 and 2021, and asking the question, are these accidents being caused by drivers who have had COVID vaccines all of a sudden losing consciousness behind the wheel? Okay, and 270 million Americans getting these clot shots coincides with a 2-year mass increase of traffic-related deaths. And, of course, they're going to be reported as traffic-related deaths. And, you know, we're not allowed to say that the vaccines have anything to do with it. Now, as the gun grabbers wag mass shootings at us and take the guns away and so forth and so on, more and more people are beginning to look at just why there seem to be all these mass shootings. Now, when I was a kid, everybody had a gun. Okay, we all had guns. We all varminted our farm fields. You'd take your guns to school, put them in the cloakroom, because on the way home from school, you'd clear the animals out of the fields. And that was it. There were no mass shootings. The entire time I grew up in that community in New Hampshire, there was only one gun incident, and that was an attempted suicide. There was no mass shootings, nothing like that. So, you know, what's the reason for the sudden surge in mass shootings? Well, one obvious theory is they're all being staged to push the gun grab agenda. But there may be another reason, which we'll talk about after.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in jail.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking about mass shootings, which is a very recent phenomenon. And, are they all staged events to push the gun grab agenda? Well, certainly some of them seem to be. But there's an article here from American Freedom News that is once again pointing a finger at the possible consequence of prescription antidepressant drugs, specifically SSRIs, and their proven connections to suicide, spontaneous murder, and mass shootings. And they even mention SSRIstories.org, which is a collection of these stories. And it starts out saying, you know, everybody is a different human being. We all have different personalities, different brain chemistries. And this one-size-fits-all medication, it's not going to work the same on everybody. You know, one fix for everyone just doesn't work. And, it's a real issue there. Plus, we had that article that came out last week from this British research showing that serotonin levels don't really have anything to do with depression. And so they were just kind of guessing. And when these mass shootings started, like back with Columbine and whatnot, we kept finding out that these mass shooters were either on or withdrawing from these brain-altering chemicals. And then all of a sudden they stopped reporting that, saying, well, these mass shooters, they've got a right to medical privacy, and you don't need to know what kind of medications they want. In fact, there was an interesting case, I think it was up in Connecticut, where there was a mass shooting, and citizens there, using the state's equivalent of the Freedom of Information Act, basically filed a lawsuit to find out if that mass shooter had been on antidepressants. And the state government, and you need to remember, Connecticut is home to a lot of pharmaceutical companies. The state government said, no, that was not really relevant information, and it might actually discourage people from taking these medications. Well, yeah, if you take this pill and you shoot up a school, probably not, shouldn't take that pill anymore there. And, you know, it's not just mass shootings. When this first became an issue, we did an analysis that showed that the per capita incidence of domestic violence started increasing as these prescription antidepressants started to make their way into the general marketplace. And road rage incidents and so forth. And you look at what's going on in our society today, you know, with LGBTQ and transgender and, you know, pedophilia and whatnot. And you have to ask the question, has the pharmaceutical industry subjected the entire American population, or most of the American population, to drug-induced mental illness? That would really explain a lot about what's been happening to our society. So it's just something to think about, okay? Let's see. Two children here in the United States have tested positive for monkeypox. And according to this story that came out of the Daily Mail, both of these children had, quote, contact, end quote, with gay men. And this is becoming a big controversy where, you know, the health experts are saying avoid gay orgies because that's what's passing monkeypox around. And the LGBTQ people are out there saying, oh, you're stigmatizing us. You can't do that. You know, we're going to go and have sex with whoever and how many we want to have. And, you know, this is unfair to us. Same nonsense we went through when AIDS first showed up. And now the World Health Organization is calling on big tech companies to censor information about monkeypox that doesn't fit the official narrative. And so once again, you know, we're being lied to. Information that we need to have to make good choices is being withheld from us. Okay, a little bit of good news coming down out of Canada. Remember Tamara Litch? She was one of the Freedom Convoy leaders that were protesting against the lockdowns that Justin Trudeau. A judge has released Tamara Litch from jail, declaring the previous ruling invalid. So she is now free. And yeah, good for her. I'm glad to see that that happened. All righty, getting to the international news. Apparently, officials from the U.S. and the Taliban government in Afghanistan have exchanged proposals for the U.S. to unfreeze billions of dollars of the country's foreign reserves, which were frozen by Washington last year. I don't know. Maybe this is war reparations for that botched war the U.S. carried out in Afghanistan. But they're getting ready, apparently, to release that money back to the Taliban. What a fluster cluck that turned out to be. 20 years, trillions of dollars, thousands of lives to replace the Taliban with the Taliban. We're going to take a break for commercials and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the international news. We're talking about the war. Now, there is in Ukraine a nuclear power plant, the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. Both Ukraine and Russia claim to be in control of the area. But Russia is now very concerned because Ukraine is carrying out drone attacks on the actual nuclear power plant. And they're basically attacking facilities critical to the plant's safety with drones. And according to Maria Zakharova, their concern is that if Ukraine keeps attacking the safety systems on the reactor, it could trigger another disaster along the lines of Chernobyl. And if you remember the Chernobyl meltdown, that showered all of Europe with radioactivity. So this is a very, very serious situation. Now, not too long ago, the United States started supplying the HIMARS missile system to Ukraine. And they were out there saying, oh, this is going to be the game changer. We're going to get Russia with this one. Well, do you remember a while back there was this embarrassing incident involving the USS Donald Cook, an Arleigh Burke guided missile destroyer in the Black Sea that was paralyzed by a Russian electronic warfare aircraft? Well, it looks like the Russians are still very good with electronic warfare because it turns out the Russian armed forces are able to hack the HIMARS missile system and basically send the rockets off in other directions. And so a little bit of a whoopsie on that one. Okay, let's see. The U.S. is sending six F-22 fighter jets, and they've arrived in the United Kingdom at RAF Lakenheath Air Base. They're going to be forwarded to support NATO's European air shielding mission. The F-22 Raptors are from the 90th Fighter Squadron, 3rd Wing, and are en route to Poland from Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson, Alaska. So that's what's going to be happening there. Okay. Let's see. According to this story coming on out of Pravda, foreign mercenaries who are working in Ukraine are saying that most of Ukraine's military units have been destroyed. I mean, all this billions of dollars of weapons being sent over to Ukraine, and all it is, it's providing target practice for the Russians. You know, the defense contractors don't care. Money is money anyway. But it's a huge waste, and for you who are signing the checks to pay for all of this, I'm sure it's got to be rather annoying here. Meanwhile, the Russian State Duma is continuing their investigation of the Pentagon-run biological laboratories in Ukraine. And they're concerned that rather than looking for cures for medical conditions, they may have been searching for biological weapons, which if they weren't working on biological weapons, why not do the work right here in the United States? All righty. Now, the story of Brittany Griner, or Griner, I'm not sure about that last name here. She is this individual who, when she was here in the United States, took the knee, was very disrespectful of the United States. And then she went to Russia and got popped on a drug offense. Okay, and her lawyers are saying, well, the marijuana is there for medicinal reasons. The Russians aren't having anything about it. And so you've got Brittany Griner and another individual, Paul Whelan. And the Biden administration is now offering a prisoner exchange. They are offering to release this so-called merchant of death who is sentenced to 25 years in the U.S. prison. And they're offering to swap this individual for Marine veteran Paul Whelan and WBNA star Brittany Griner. So this gentleman, his name is Bout, had been dubbed the Merchant of Death. He was the inspiration for Nicolas Cage's character in the 2005 film The Lord of War. And he's been jailed on arms trafficking charges. We'll see if the Russians are going to go for that or not. I'd say it's up in the air. I mean, there are reasons to go for the swap and reasons to just say, you know, keep the guy here. Now, Boris Johnson, of course, just stepped down as Prime Minister of Great Britain, and already he is being touted, promoted, if you will, as the next chief of NATO to basically, you know, take on over from Stoltenberg and, you know, lead us into World War III, as it were. Now, a lot of unhappiness down in Iraq. Protesters have stormed the parliament building over the nominee for prime minister. They do not approve of him. And Iraq has been without a government for pretty much 298 days. And so they're definitely in chaos over there. Another wonderful victory for U.S. foreign policy and military intervention. Over in Israel, their Supreme Court has ruled against the evacuation of settlers living in the Mitzpah Kramin outpost near Ramallah on Wednesday. This is reversing a previous court ruling that ordered their removal from what is an illegal settlement. And de facto, the Supreme Court has said, no, it's legal. They can stay there. 2 years ago, the court ruled that deals pertaining to abandoned property in the West Bank could be recognized if proven they were made in good faith, which they said did not apply to Mitzpah Kreimen. And so that's going back and forth. Meanwhile, Israel's military are conducting drills in Masafer Yara, essentially turning Palestinian villages into a shooting range in violation of their human rights. Down in South Africa, one of their ministers is saying that Israel should be labeled an apartheid state. And if there's anywhere on earth that understands apartheid, it is South Africa. Meanwhile, there is a new Cold War shaping up in Africa. You have got Russia, France, the United States are competing for influence and resources in Africa. Africa represents the largest untapped collection of natural resources left on planet Earth. And Biden is already sending U.S. troops back into Somalia. So another place where our kids can be sent to be killed and crippled. Meanwhile, China is deploying troops and tanks to the Russia International War Games scheduled for next month. Everybody's rattling their sabers. And meanwhile, the USS, I think it's the Ronald Reagan Carrier Battle Group, is now heading toward Taiwan to sort of send a message for China not to interfere with the planned visit by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to Taiwan. And she is now inviting more lawmakers along for the trip, basically signaling, at least in Beijing's eyes, that the United States is getting ready to abandon the one China policy. And adding insult to injury, the U.S. military is sending 250 Stinger and Avenger missile systems to Taiwan that could be used to shoot down Chinese fighter jets. Meanwhile, over in China, Xi Jinping is out there saying, if you play with fire, you will get burned. And apparently, Xi Jinping had a two-hour phone call with Joe Biden, basically, sounding warnings, tensions are at a boiling point. The White House says they are ready for a potential military response to Nancy Pelosi's trip to Taiwan. I mean, they're definitely poking the dragon on that one. Meanwhile, over in North Korea, Kim Jong-un says that North Korea is now ready to mobilize their nuclear deterrent. They have been testing nuclear warheads and rockets for a long time now. Kim Jong-un is saying they can now deploy that and have it ready, so do not attack us or bad things will happen. That's the reason to have nuclear weapons as a deterrent. Okay, now do you remember how veterans of U.S. wars in Iraq and Syria and everywhere else they are started coming down with tinnitus and other hearing injuries because it turned out the earplugs being sold by 3M to the Defense Department were defective? They didn't work. They were allowing the shock waves from munitions to hit the eardrum, resulting in permanent hearing loss. Well, 3M has now set up a $1 billion trust fund to settle the veterans' lawsuits over the defective earplugs. And that's serious stuff there. What can I tell you? All right, let's talk a little bit more about the economy. As I mentioned at the top of the show, it is now official. We have had our second quarter of a shrinking gross domestic product. As we reported late yesterday, the Federal Reserve has hiked interest rates by 0.75 percentage point for the second consecutive time to fight inflation. A lot of experts are saying this is absolutely the wrong thing to be doing at this time. Another report coming on out of finance at yahoo.com, the U.S. yield curve is flashing even more warning signs of recession ahead. And, of course, everybody is poking fun at Biden for trying to redefine what recession means. And Janet Yellen was out there saying that it's not really fair to classify it as a recession. There's all kinds of other factors that are really too complicated for you ordinary Americans to understand. Just accept it's not a recession. Everything is fine. Vote Democrat in the midterm elections. Now, Kevin McCarthy is sort of becoming the point man on Republicans tearing into Biden and the Democrats for refusing to deal with what they see was a predictable financial crisis. And yes, it was predictable. When Biden came into office, they started spending money like there was no tomorrow. They were printing up new money at the Federal Reserve, and that is what causes inflation. Now, a lot of people are saying because of the economic troubles here in the United States that we should not be spending billions or trillions of dollars messing around with the rest of the world. This prompted Ukraine's President Zelensky to say, your economic problems are really minor. You've got to go on sending money to me here in Ukraine to deal with those evil Russians here. And just keep on sending money and don't worry about your own domestic economic problems. They're really not as bad as Russia invading. Okay, interesting little article. This came out of Zero Hedge. The Federal Reserve's Federal Open Market Committee announced yesterday it is raising its key policy rate by 75 basis points. We already mentioned that. And the article that came out of Zero Hedge is saying the Fed is just making it up as they go along. They don't really have a plan on how to control inflation, because as long as the Biden White House asks for more money to be created out of thin air, inflation will increase. The only way you stop inflation is you stop those printing presses. And I think something like 40% of U.S. dollars in circulation have been created in the last few years. I mean, that's why it's completely out of control. Now, Steve Forbes is out there saying that the misguided Federal Reserve thinks that putting people out of work and crippling the economy is going to rescue America, but in reality, they're going to return us to the dark days of 1970s stagflation. And if you were alive back then, it was not pleasant. It was a very, very difficult time. Another article, this one out of Goldcore, saying that we're getting a muddled message from the Federal Reserve. Okay, but this is signaling it is a good time to invest in physical metals. And again, emphasis on physical. Get the actual coins or bars. Don't invest in silver and gold paper products. They can potentially evaporate, and you don't want to have that. Meanwhile, Iran and Russia are getting ready to create an alternative payment system to the U.S.-based SWIFT payment processing system. And the U.S. has been weaponizing SWIFT. Anybody who doesn't do what the U.S. tells it to is disconnected from SWIFT. Iran and Russia have had enough of that. They're going to set up a parallel system. And I can predict you're going to see the world flock to use the new system because they're tired of being pushed around by the United States. Meanwhile, in the middle of a growing food crisis, Biden's Department of Justice is suing the three biggest chicken companies, okay? And the Department of Justice filed a lawsuit that demands a settlement of $84 million from Cargill, Sanderson Farms, and Wayne Farms, and also a data consulting firm. It's called Weber, Meng, Sal & Company, and its president. And this is not a good thing to do at a time when the poultry industry is getting hit from all sides. And lest we forget, okay, that baby formula crisis is still out there. And even Democrats are out there saying there is a problem here. Okay, and why is it not being addressed? Why is that one baby formula factory still being shut down by the FDA when it's already been shown that the reason for shutting it down was totally bogus? I mean, it's just insane, okay? Meanwhile, over at Walmart, they're slashing their price tags because of low consumer buying power. Walmart is aware that people are having to pay more for food and the necessities. And so for the secondary items like clothing, the prices are being slashed. So might be a good time to go over to Walmart and, look at your fall fashion accessories. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Is a civil war imminent? I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. Over 50% in a recent survey expect a civil war in the United States in the next few years. Lately, it's often said that our nation is more divided than ever. Those who say that don't know their own national history. The country may be more partisan than at any point in our lifetime, but not in our country's. Our country has seen several rebellions. We have had states consider secession both before and after the Civil War. We have had congressmen beaten on the floor of the House. We had an actual civil war that claimed the lives of over 600,000 citizens. The history of the United States is a history of partisan divide. I am far more worried about total financial collapse than a civil war. Please support transparency from Congress by visiting liberty-lighthouse.com/HR46. Until tomorrow, see this Pashem Parabellum.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show. Here we're talking about the economy, and Joe Biden, ever since he took office, has been trying to bring Saudi Arabia back under control, and has not really worked all that well. especially since Russia launched its special military operation against NATO's encroachment. And Biden, of course, went to Saudi Arabia on July 15th and basically came up short. Saudi Arabia is not really anxious to sacrifice its own self-interest for the United States. And more importantly, in order to evade sanctions, Russia is selling oil to Saudi Arabia, who then turns around and sells it elsewhere. And this, of course, has undermined the whole sanctions narrative here. Now, up in Germany, they're really feeling the pinch from the reduction of oil and gas coming from Russia. And mayors of German cities are now out there saying they want the Nord Stream 2 pipeline opened. Now, Nord Stream 2 was the one that was shut down under pressure from the U.S. government. Nord Stream 1 is operating at only 20% of its capacity right now. And Europe is definitely feeling it. And so the German mayors are saying, open the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. And yeah, they're getting desperate over there. And this, you know, we're still in summer, yes, but now's the time when they would be stockpiling oil and gas, fuel oil and gas for the winter. But Europe is now having to deal with a recession and rationing going into the winter because of the reduction in supplies coming from Russia. And I've been saying all along, I expect European support for the U.S. aggression against Russia to implode, and it may be starting. There was a YouTube video that says EU begins to crack as Germany braces for an energy disaster. And I think it's only a matter of time before Europe is going to tell the U.S., look, we got to take care of ourselves. Okay. Meanwhile, British customers could face annual energy bills of over $4,500 next year. This is a threefold increase since the beginning of this year. And this is data coming from the energy-based consulting company BFY Group. And so, yeah, it's getting intense over there. And as if the Brits did not have enough to be dealing with, Britain's rail network has been hit by a new strike action over a pay dispute. So once again, the supply chains are being hit here. Meanwhile, down in France, they are on drought alert. Farmers have been forced to reduce water usage by 50% in some regions. The harvest is now being threatened by the lack of water there. Now, there is water. The problem is the infrastructure to get it from where it is to where it's needed has been allowed to decay. We've seen that in the western half of the United States. There was this, you know, beautiful water distribution system that's just been allowed to fall apart. Okay, we got to take a break for station identification. Phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.